right. Just about a minute or so past 5 p.m. Time for American Hit Radio at 90.3 HD, Garden City, New York. I'm Tom Ryan. Still. Been a while. And my lovely wife and co-host, Tati Morales, Ryan, here as well, running the board. Which is pretty amazing. I don't think it's been a long time since Heidi has been in here. Today is the day before Thanksgiving. And I'm saying it like that because we record all of our shows and we save them. So it's very possible that somebody might tune into this show, I don't know, years from now or weeks or months from now and try to understand the context. But this being the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, usually Heidi's like home and busy. I don't think you've ever worked here on a Wednesday before Thanksgiving before, Heidi. So thank you. I'm glad to have you here. And running the board. Now, on Wednesdays, of course, what we've been doing is, allow me to say this once again, running two lists of 500 albums. They're distinctly different and yet very much of a kind. One list is 500 albums that never made the top 40. That was the original list that we started with, where we wanted to basically do something that was a little bit different and find some really cool, obscure albums that maybe people didn't know, and we would try to turn everybody onto it. And we did that for a while until we began to realize that it would be probably cooler and a little bit more accessible if we included pop albums, the top 40 albums as well. So I picked another 500 albums that I really loved that made the top 40. So that's fair enough. It was a good balance. We ended up with 1,000 of them. So every Wednesday, we play one of them. We arranged them all in chronological order based on the month in which they were released, starting in January of 1955 and working our way up toward, well, whenever then is, because time is passing as we do this, right? So here we are at this very moment. It's 2025, November of 2025. We started doing this, I think, sometime around 2015. So already we're pretty well into it, as you can see. Yeah, we're about half done, too. And we are up to the year 1976 after starting in 1955. So there you have it. And we've covered about half of the albums that we intend to cover. And I've been mentioning since we've hit 76 that it is a weird year. It's a transitional year. Every album seems to represent something completely different from whatever else we've been covering. There's every other year, you could almost like feel that there was a relationship from record to record. That's totally shattered in 1976. I really don't see the relationship from album to album at all. So, without a doubt, 1976 sure was an unusual year for popular music. I'll probably keep saying that until we get to 77. So many changes were taking place that it was impossible to predict what might happen next. Was rock and roll growing up, or was it dying? Was it becoming sophisticated, like as in yacht rock? Or maybe it was dying, like as in the onset of punk rock? Was the Southern rock trend and or the glitter trend now obsolete? And if so, why did everything seem to be losing its relevance at the same time? And if everything as we knew it was turning into a jumbled mess of obsolescence, where did this leave us? I mean, just a few years earlier, it would have been a safe bet to say that reggae music, for example, was at best destined to remain on the periphery of America's musical interests, probably far on the periphery. Yet here, by 1976, Bob Marley somehow landed on the top 10 album charts. Only in 1976 could a third world cultural musical icon or musical style become one of the hottest commercial sounds or personalities on American radio. Perhaps it happened because there was a musical void as large as a chasm. Or maybe it happened because reggae, Bob Marley in particular, filled that void that we really barely recognized in the first place. Through Marley, music felt like it had a purpose, both politically and philosophically, which speaks volumes when you compare it to what the vapid commercial rock and roll status quo stood for. In comparison, finding truth and real meaning in pop music made a haystack needle seem like a trend. Bob Marley fixed that with a heart that rang true and music that resounded his spirit. As it turned out, 1976 really wasn't so bad after all, because it put Bob Marley pretty much not just on the charts, but he became a household name. People who really didn't even know what reggae was were suddenly very aware of Bob Marley and the Wailers. And you'd hear No Woman, No Cry on the radio pretty much almost every day from this point forward. Now, that song is not on this album, interestingly enough. The song that was getting the airplay was from a live version of that song that was released. But Rastaman Vibration didn't have a top 40 hit, but the album itself sold top 10. So we're going to have some fun. I'll get into the songwriting thing about the album as we get into it a little bit. This is his eighth studio album, not his eighth studio album released in America, because Bob released about two or three albums with the Wailers in Jamaica that were never released in America. You'd have to go and you'd if you were interested in getting them now, you'd have to get them as imports. Or there were, of course, eventually a lot of compilation albums that were released in America that took a lot of those songs and compiled them, including box sets and such. So it's not really like they're necessarily very rare and hard to find unless you're looking for the actual original album. Then they would be. But I think this is the fifth album that we are covering on our list for Bob, because pretty much all of them, as they were released here in America, have been vital albums. So we'll start. The album is Rastaman Vibration. It reached number 8 on the Billboard charts, being released in the month of April of 1976. It is number 264 in our chronological list from 1 to 500 on the top 500 of the top 40. And here is that album's opening track, Positive Vibration.
Love, the love, protect us. the man. Vibration, yeah.
Positive.
I and I. Vibration, yeah.
Positive.
Yeah. I am man. Vibration, yeah.
Irie-ites.
Whoa. Positive. Vibration, yeah.
Positive.
Things that were like really surprising about the album becoming such a big hit is that it's Bob Marley and the Wailers credited, and yet the Wailers are not on this album. The Wailers technically are always had been Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, and Bunny Wailer. Peter Tosh and Bunny Wailer are not on this album. They had left on the previous album to go solo. And in fact, they were putting out solo albums in 1976 at around this time. Bunny Wailer put out an album called Black Heart Man, and Peter Tosh put out an album called Legalize It. Very good album, by the way. And obviously an album about legalizing marijuana. But that's, you know, more than enough evidence that the Wailers were quite obviously no longer a band. It's almost like John Lennon putting out an album saying John Lennon and the Beatles after the Beatles broke up. So it's sort of kind of weird in that regard. But Bob Marley retained the name, so he used it. It's kind of that simple. Another thing that's a little bit weird about it is that you might have noticed that the album has synthesizers. Which is seems like it's about a million miles away from roots rock, or what reggae was always about. But not a single, I'd never heard a single person even mention it, really, except for maybe critics saying, wow, what, the synthesizer's on the album. But they didn't critique it. They just mentioned it. It was like, okay. And I guess mostly because the synthesizers that are there are not there in a way that really faults the song. Luckily, they're more or less used almost like an organ could have been used, like a Hammond organ or something like that. So they don't get in the way too much. There's a lot to talk about on this album about the songwriting and such as well, but we'll get to that. We'll play another track, which is the one song that is the single release. The song that was released as a single is Roots Rock Reggae, which I guess is exactly what the type of music is, Bob Marley. I think that the song just missed making it onto the top 40. In fact, here it is. Yeah, it peaked at number 51 on Billboard's Hot 100 chart. Not so bad for a reggae number, but, you know, there were other songs that were actually making it onto the top 40, so I'm surprised that this is a song that, if the album made the top 10, it surprises me that the single didn't make the top 40. Well, here's Roots Rock Reggae. Thank you.
reggae music.
Funny thing that, you know, Bob Marley, being who he was and living in the ghetto and being surrounded by a lot of people who carried guns, ended up being a person of interest to the CIA for quite a while in his lifetime. And in the box set that came out that condenses a lot of his, it's called Songs of Freedom, where they put a lot, if you want like a quick shortcut to get some of Bob's best music, that's a great way to do it. But the liner notes for that says, if you lived in the ghetto, it was commonplace to rub shoulders with the neighborhood's ranking gunmen. And in the years to come, some various friends and associates in that line of work were shot to death. Among them, Bucky Marshall, Frauser, and Claudie Massop, all whose funeral in Tivoli Gardens, Kingston, the song was played. The Johnny in the song title was believed to be Carlton Batman Wilson, brother of the singer Delroy Wilson, who you might know if you're a Clash fan. He gets mentioned in White Man in Hammersmith Palais. His habit of disarming wrongdoers under threat of his own twin barrels had brought about its inevitable last act. He was gunned down in a bar and left for dead. But he did eventually recover, and he heeded the prevailing wind and left Kingston for the safer climes of Brooklyn. Wow. So, the track we just played was called Johnny Was. We'll play another track from side one entitled Cry to Me. That track is called Cry to Me. And there's something that's really interesting. If you bought this album and you looked at the credits, there's 10 songs on the album, and only one out of the 10 songs is credited to Bob Marley as the songwriter. And like, what? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's fairly obvious that Bob Marley is the songwriter, right? Right down the line. Well, there is a reason for it. The album's liner notes pretty much say that, for example, the first two songs are credited to a guy named Vincent Ford, who was a childhood friend of Bob Marley. That guy is also credited for writing No Woman, No Cry. So he's an incredibly wealthy man, although he never wrote these songs. He's credited with writing Positive Vibration and Roots Rock Reggae. The songs we just heard, Johnny Was and Cry to Me, Bob credited those to his wife, Rita Marley. She's the songwriter, she's the credited songwriter for those two songs. He gave other songs to Aston Barrett, his bass player, and a variety of other people. Bob did all of this because he was having a fight with his publishing company, and they were taking a big percentage of his songwriting royalties. So he figured the best way to get around it is to give it to people that he loves. Let them make the money rather than let himself get robbed. So he gave it away. It's rather remarkable, and it worked sort of brilliantly because, well, if it goes to his wife, she can get her own publishing deal. not having to worry about losing that money, giving it to one of his best friends. He's doing a favor to somebody that he loves, giving it to his bass player. Well, that's family, right? So he kept his eye on where the money was going. And although the songwriter, to this day, the songwriting credits do not go to Bob Marley, but that's just the way it is. Now, his widow and former manager did eventually sue to obtain the royalty and ownership rights to the songs, which they already more or less had, claiming that Marley had actually written the songs, but then assigned the credit to other people like Vincent Ford to, you know, basically to avoid commitments on prior contracts. A court decision eventually favored the Marley estate, and they eventually did assume full control. But Vincent Ford did very fine by Bob Marley for quite a while. So you might want to know that. This next track, the last song on side one, for instance, is credited to Aston Barrett, which is the bass player in the Wailers. It's called Want More.
You think it's the end?
WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City. All right, that's the legal bit. The show is American Hit Radio. We do this every Wednesday and Friday between 5 and 6 p.m. Tom Ryan and Heidi Morales Ryan. And on Wednesdays, it's albums. And as you can tell, we are today playing a Bob Marley album, Bob Marley and the Wailers album called Rustamon Vibration. One of my favorite ones. We are now at the halfway mark. We've got to flip it over to side two. And if one of the cooler things about getting into reggae is you have to really begin to get into an entire culture, especially with Bob Marley. I mean, he's very deep into the Rasta culture. And a lot of people would say, what was he talking about? Crazy bald head. Like, what's that? Well, that is Rasta talk for you and me, basically. If you're non-Rasta, you're a bald head. It's pretty much what it is. If you're a bald, or the other way around, if you're a bald head, you're not a Rasta. That's a better way to put it. Now, then again, there are some Rastas who don't have dreadlocks because that's what it goes by. Rastas don't cut their hair. They don't comb their hair. They let it grow totally crazy, and it is what it is. But there are some Rastas who are called combsome. And those are the Rastas who actually do take care of their hair. And so they are, they comb their hair sometimes. So they are the comb some. But most Rastas are, just dreadlock. And this is Bob giving it to the crazy bald head.
Chase those crazy, chase them crazy, chase those crazy ballers out of town. Steady little bit, step, stop, steep till your dope stops, to let up and to let it in. Start to little. Hatred you reward for our love, telling us of your God above. We gonna chase those crazy, chase those crazy bumpers, chase those crazy bullets out of a yard. Chase those crazy ballers
a man is so unjust. Children, yeah, don't know who to trust. Your worst enemy could be your best friend. And your best friend, your worst enemy. Some will eat and drink with you. So only eat, could reveal it. And who the cap fit,
let them wear it.
Who the cap fit,
let them wear it.
Said I throw me con,
throw me con.
Me no call no foul,
me no call no foul.
I say in cup, cup.
Clap, clap, clap.
Clap, clap, clap. Hey. Some will hate you. Pretend they love you now.
Ooh.
Then behind they try to eliminate you. But who Jah bless? No one curse.
Ooh.
Thank God.
Ooh.
We're past the
his publishing company. Bob gave that song to the to his rhythm section, Aston and Carlton Barrett, the drummer and bass player, respectively. The only song on the album that Bob kept credit for is the one song that I think is the least popular song. I think it's the song that's the one song that isn't really known by anybody, and it's this next one. It's called Night Shift.
Thank you. The sun shall not smite I by day, nor the moon by night, no. And everything that I do shall be upful and right. And if it's all night, it got to be all right. If it's all night, got to be all right. Hey, mama, don't lose this one. You're the lucky one. Honor the sun. If you make me move, then you know you've got to prove all night. It's all. Night shift, working on a night shift with the forklift from AM.
If you say that, why did you say that?
To PM,
working all night.
Working on a night shift, yeah.
Why did you say that? Up for life.
Well, if it's
all night,
if it's suitcases
all night,
bust on my brow
all night,
eat your bread
all night,
sweat on my brow
all night,
eat your bread
all night,
all right,
all night,
all night,
all right,
all right. Falkland,
moon by night,
king on a night shift, yeah. Falkland,
up for right.
And since we're talking about songwriting credits, the next song is rather unusual how the credits are placed. It's to Carlton Barrett, partially, and also to Alan Cole, who is a Jamaican footballer, which is to say American soccer. But you know, Marley loved soccer or football, and he was a big fan, I'm sure, of Alan Cole. So he gave him some of the credit for this, for the next track called War. Now, Marley wrote the music, but he should have credited it properly, really, to Haile Selassie, because the lyrics are taken directly from a speech that Haile Selassie made about civil rights and basically about fairness. And it moved Bob enough to write a song about it. But these are Haile Selassie's words. The song is called War.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war. That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, this a war.
that until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war, and until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war, misery, war, war in the east, war in the west, war up north, war down south, war, war, rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
All right, which brings us to the end of the album, which is a track called Rat Race. There was a bonus track that came with the album later. We'll try to sneak that in if possible, called Ja Live. Let's see, we'll get in as much as we can. So we'll play with Rat Race into Ja Live, and we'll leave you with these words: Rasta don't work for no CIA. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Oh, it's a disgrace.
others an offense. But not a sin. Ooh. His who laughed last, children. His who
Jalim.